parcel lines on.
1, 2, this is a green drainage area, 3. We're approved through the Board of Adjustment for nightly rental.
They're multi-families, though, right?
They're a duplex. A duplex.
They've already almost got one almost up. Yeah.
Does your property go all the way to the lake or about...
No, I thought it went to the lake, and I think all four of us thought our properties went to the lake, but then when the developer come in, turned out he said they owned the lake, so he has put no trespassing signs up in our backyards within probably, 6 feet of the ledge, so we cannot, use the lake, as we used to be able to. Yeah. So. It's just for viewing pleasure, and that's it. So.
Any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
Anyone out there that is in favor of this project would like to speak for it? Anyone out there that is not in favor of this project and would like to speak?
Good evening. My name is Sandra Strange, and I live in Cross Creek. You were told, as Sandra said at the concept meeting, that she had been renting her home illegally without a permit for some time because she thought she was grandfathered in. Her reason for that was that she understood that one of the other three houses on her street was a timeshare house. But later, she also told you that all four houses on the street were single-family residential homes. In another way, the subject of the house that sits on Lot 9 of Cross Creek Subdivision was also a discussion, and again it was alluded to as being a timeshare house. Well, this is absolutely untrue, and I want to substantiate that with you with that handout that this house never materialized into a timeshare house and was never rented as such, even though it appears that this had been the intent of the original developer. And if you'll look at that handout, you can see where various individuals purchased various deeded timeshare weeks for various amounts of money. And these individuals sued for misrepresentation and false promise under the Missouri Merchandising Practice Act. And the defendants were found to be in violation of this act because the developer never delivered what he sold. And the plaintiffs were awarded damages at 1.5 times the actual damages. And the property was titled back to these plaintiffs under a quiet title. So you can see from this judgment that these individuals had been denied access to this property, and the developer had tried to remain in possession of this property wrongfully and illegally. The judgment gave title to the property to these individuals, who then actually chose to rent it out on a long-term basis. So this excuse is not valid for believing you were grandfathered in when she actually resided in her home permanently at this time. She lived in the neighborhood herself for several years, and she should have known it was not being rented out on a weekly basis, but was long-term rental. The Board of Adjustments, on a reconsideration appeal, finally granted a nightly rental status for the three duplexes on the west side of the street on the premise that behind them and up the hill is Sunfest Strip Mall, and Sunfest would be considered a commercial development. And since the lots for these duplexes were going to be built on, were in close proximity, and on the same side of the street, they should be also deemed commercial. But 109 Sunrise Cove is on the opposite side of the street. It's on the east side of the street and is part of Cross Creek Subdivision. The three houses to the right and all the houses behind this property are single family residents, and there are no nightly rentals. If allowed, this house would stand alone and would be the only single family residence in Cross Creek to be a nightly rental. In the April 17th Board of Adjustments meeting, when Built Right duplexes was being discussed, Scott Sarrett says twice that the county would enforce the parking requirements and assured the audience that a nightly rental permit would be revoked if the renters abused these rules. Also, Rick Persinger says that the subdivision was better protected when property owners are renting with a permit, as the community has a recourse if there's an issue, that they would have someone to call. All we would need to do is call Scott when there are violations. But here is the reality to those comments. I want to hold up. These are the violations that were sent to Scott and to the Taney County Board over the past 3 years that were violations of Branson Creek, and not one of those units lost their permit or were they corrected by the county. Many of these violations were, in fact, parking on the street. And because of my being involved in the Branson Creek issue, I've heard Mr. Stewart say in several of these meetings that we all know that once these permits are issued, no one enforces them. This permit should be denied because it is not compatible with the surrounding neighborhood. It would alter the residential uses in Cross Creek. There would be a parking issue because of the duplexes that are being built across the street. There are no other nightly rentals in these single family homes in the subdivision. Her excuse that she was grandfathered in does not conform with the facts. So don't open another Pandora's box like Branson Creek, because this board knows that once you do that, there is no stopping it, because you guys have seen the results from experience. Thank you. Do you have any questions? Thank you.
My name is Jill Will, and I live at 155 Sunrise Cove. I am the last house right there. First off, I want to let the board know that I didn't get notification of this hearing. I usually have gotten all of them, but I didn't. So that's probably why a lot of our neighbors aren't here. So I wanted to let you know that, so that you might want to check out why I didn't get that notice. I saw it on the street, and then I talked to Sandra, and she told me. So I wanted to let you know I didn't get notice of it. Anyway, I want to thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. So here we are again. I have to say, first, our Cross Creek neighborhood had to battle with the builder to keep out nightly rental, which we were partially successful with. And now we're having to battle a resident who no longer lives in the area but still owns their home here in Cross Creek, and who wants to rent their home out for nightly rental. As we all know, a few months ago, the board approved Built Right to build the duplexes on the west side of Sunrise Cove, just below the shopping center. The board said that they approved it because many of the comments, they said that it was on the commercial side of the street. But all of the ones that were on the east side of the street were denied. So now let's talk about this east side of the street. The east side is where I live and where all the residents' homes start, including the applicant's house. I want to remind the board that the east side is where Built Right was turned down for nightly rental, because the east side is not compatible with this west side, because there are currently no residential homes approved for nightly rental in the entire Cross Creek subdivision. We're also going to have a huge parking issue, as Sandra even said, if the applicant is approved. As the board already knows, the applicant has been renting her house out since at least last May. And on a text message with her, she told me that she was only renting it to friends and family, which I found out later wasn't true. But she's had on many occasions some parking problems that I brought to her attention. Two cars in her driveway and three on the street on more than two occasions. When I asked her if she listed on her paperwork when she rents to these people that they cannot park on the street, she said, "Why should I? I shouldn't have to tell them that." I says, "No, you have to, because they don't care." She says she has four parking spaces. So her driveway is very, very narrow. So I don't know if that means two in the garage and two in the driveway, but she has had up to two in the driveway and three on the street. And I know one side of her garage is full of furniture, so I know that they can only park on one side inside the garage, because I live there and I pass it. You can see from pictures one and two that the street is extremely narrow, so it's very difficult to pass when someone's parked on both sides. And you can see some of the work trucks that are now there because they're building that duplex. So it's very difficult for us to get down that street. So you have to think about how there's going to be a lot of traffic once these duplexes get finished. And if she gets approved, there's going to be eight people for these six duplexes and eight people for her house. That's 56 more people on that street, and that means 24 more cars. And as you can see from those pictures, it's a really narrow street, because it's got some jog in it. So I asked the board, if this permit gets granted, who's going to enforce this parking? Also, I was doing some research yesterday for this hearing, and I came across the applicant's listing on Vacation Rentals by Owners, where she already has it listed and ready to be rented for the dates of October 25th through the 28th. You can see that picture there in picture number three. That's the applicant's actual picture and her current listing on Vacation Rentals by Owner. Now, I asked the board, isn't this being a little bit presumptuous? Isn't she kind of jumping the gun? Also, some other interesting stats I found, that is within a five-mile radius of Sunrise Cove, there are over 2,745 nightly rentals that I found, which have been used for timeshare. The one with the most nightly rentals is Holiday Hills, which is just across the highway. See picture four. To be exact, it's about a one-minute drive from my house. Holiday Hills has a total of 718 vacation rentals. I'm going to say that again, 718 nightly rentals. Holiday Hills, as you all know, was designed and planned to be a nightly rental community because it also has all the amenities. Cross Creek was not. It was designed with residential families in mind. Now see picture five. That shows the Vacation Rentals by Owner has 290 homes in and around Cross Creek. In and around Holiday Hills, which is near Cross Creek. It also has 84 villas, 324 cabin rentals. These are all situated around Holiday Hills. And again, only a one-minute drive from the applicant's house. So as you can see, we don't need any more nightly rentals in this area, especially not in the Cross Creek subdivision. We want to keep this a residential area. I ask the board to please deny the applicant's permit on the following basis. The area is already saturated with more than 2,745 nightly rentals within a five-mile radius of Sunrise Cove. Nightly rentals are not compatible with what is already there because the east side of Sunrise Cove is not commercial. It is residential. Nightly rental would not be compatible also with what is currently there because there are no nightly rentals of any single-family homes in Cross Creek currently. So I ask you to please deny this permit.
Anyone else out there? You want to come back up and address some of the...